Washington just handed shops in this state something they almost never get, a rule with teeth. The insurance commissioner's new claims handling standards go live October 18th. And what this actually means is that the old insurer playbook of slow-walking supplements, low-balling ADAS calibrations, and just waiting you out gets a lot harder to run. Here's the thing. For years, when an adjuster told you your calibration wasn't covered or your OEM procedure was not required, your options were, basically, argue, eat it, or lawyer up. Now there's a regulatory floor under those conversations. Appraisal disputes, supplement denials, documentation requirements, it's all getting tighter on their end. What I'd do Monday, pull the last three jobs where an insurer cut or denied a calibration line. Look at what you documented, because if you weren't writing the OEM requirement into the file, the vehicle make, the procedure number, the why, you were leaving yourself exposed. That changes now, but only if you're building the file right. The talking heads are going to frame this as a win for consumers. It is, but it's also a win for any shop that's been doing it correctly and getting punished for it anyway. The rule doesn't fight your battles for you. It just gives you somewhere to stand while you fight them. Hot take to close. The shops that ignored documentation discipline for the last 5 years are about to find out that the new rules only help the ones who already kept receipts.